A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Be'a Chaf Aleph, Be'a 21a, pagination page 41, starting from the fifth line on the page, just at the two dots. Bo'a minei Rav Avya Saba me Rav Huna. Rav Avya asked Rav Huna, Behemo, if you have an animal, Chetzio shal nachri, it's partly owned by a non-Jew. V'chetzio shal Yisrael, and part of it is owned by a Jew. Ma'u l'shachta b'yomtif, are you allowed to shecht it on yomtif? The partnership between the non-Jew and the Jew is going to result that some of the meat that is being produced from this shechita is going to go to the non-Jew. We normally would not do malacha on yomtif for the non-Jew. We would let him take care of himself. But in this case, they want to shecht the animal so that the part that's owned by the Jew should be kosher. Amalei mutter. He told him, you're allowed to do it. The Gemara continues and says that he challenged the ruling. Amalei, and said to him, V'chima ben zeh l'nedarim unedavos. Why is this different than voluntary offerings, which we do not do on Yom Tov, because they don't have to be done then, they can be done at a different time. And we don't allow you to bring them on Yom Tov, even though it's a partnership between you and Hashem. Part goes to Hashem on the Mizbeach, part goes to you, it produces meat. Why can't you bring such karbanos on Yom Tov? And it was understood that you can't. Omar Lei, Rav Huna told him, Urva Porach, there's a raven flying, says Rashi. He changed the subject. He changed the subject. He didn't want to answer. Kinofak, so Rav Avya left. Amalei Rabba Berei, Rabbo, his son said, Lav Hainu Rav Avya Saba de Mishtabach Le Mar Begave de Gava Rabahu. Isn't that the famous Rav Avya that just was here, that you always praise that he's a great person? So why did you distract him and decline to answer his question? Omalei, Sir Rav Huna answered, Ma Avid Le, what could I possibly do for him? Ani hayom, I today have a status of samchuni ba'ashishos rapduni ba'tapuchim. Support me with dainty cakes. Surround me with apple. I have to eat. Uboi minoi milsa deboi taimo. And he's asking me a question that needs concentration. I need to explain something. And I couldn't. I need to eat. Rashi explains that it was Yom Tov. He already gave the shear to the public, and he was tired. He was exhausted. And he quoted this pasuk from Shir HaShirim as a definition of his current status. He needed food, and he wasn't able to answer, so he couldn't. Let's finish the Gemara and then we'll go back to this. V'taimamai, what is the reason, in fact, that there's a distinction between shechting an animal that's owned jointly by a Jew and non-Jew and shechting it on Yom Tov, as opposed to nedarim and nedavos, voluntary karbanos, to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov? When it's jointly owned between a Jew and a non-Jew, you're allowed to do the shechita. Because you can't have a portion of meat without shechita. And once you do shechita, everything in the animal becomes meat of a shecht animal. In other words, I want the meat that's available to me, because it's my share of the partnership, so I'm allowed to shecht it, and the same act of shechita, no more, no less, is going to result in the entire animal being shachut. But I'm not doing anything more at all for the non-Jews portion. Aval nedarim unedavos, but when you come to voluntary, karbanos asul shachten b'yomtiv. Not allowed to shech them. Why not? Dekoanim ki kazachu mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Because anybody who gets a portion from the davrim and the davos, from these voluntary karbanos, is only getting it because it's going through Hashem. In other words, the dynamic is that Hashem owns the karban, and he allocates, as the host, to the different people that Hashem wants should get a portion. But when you're shechting, you're not shechting because it's your meat, you're shechting because it's a karban to Hashem. And then the dynamic is, once it belongs to Hashem, it gets distributed. Therefore, the shechita is being done for the mizbeach, so to speak. And that you can't do. Again, going back to the Jew owning part of the karban, he's shechting for his own meat. Okay. So we have a distinction. Tosfos goes so far as to say that even if the Kohanim get the meat from the karban and are allowed to use it for kiddushin, it still doesn't justify bringing the karban on Yom Tov. In other words, it's totally theirs. It becomes theirs. But the dynamic is that first it goes to Hashem, and the shechita therefore was for Hashem, for the Mizbeach. It was not a Yom Tov need. So we have our distinction. Let's go back to the comment that was made, Urva Parach, a raven is flying. And that's how Rav Huna avoided answering Rav Avya Saba's question. The Chassam Sefer wonders, why would he use a raven is flying? We have a Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim that says you should always choose the nicest type of expression. He should have said, Yonah Parach, dove is flying. Unless it was true that a raven was flying. But if he's just making up an expression, just make him make an expression, trying to change the subject. What does it mean, Urva Parach, on a deeper level? So the Chassam Sefer points out that the raven represents a certain degree of callousness regarding the dedication that a person has to study Torah, and he has callousness to other things. Either we're told that a person is mashkir panov aleim, a person makes himself black, so to speak, over Torah, enormously dedicated, possibly to the point of self-deprivation, totally dedicated to Torah. Or we have another expression that a person is like an orev lebanov. A person is so dedicated to Torah, he's like a raven is to their children, that the raven, as is described in orev, rejects the children, does not provide for them. So the person, when he's studying Torah, is so dedicated that all else is ignored. Says the Chassam Sefer, what Rav Huna was saying, as Rashi explained it, that he had just finished giving a shiur, it was Yom Tov, and he was hungry. What he was saying was not, Urva Parach, there's a raven flying in the sky, go look, haha. What he was saying was, Urva Parach, the time to be a raven has flown away, has passed. It's no longer the time to be a raven. I gave the shiur. I was dedicated to Torah this morning. I'm exhausted, as Rashi describes it. It's time. It's Yom Tov. Samchuni ba'ashishos. Bring me the dainty cakes. It's time for a different type of mitzvah. It's time to be enjoying the Yom Tov meal. An answer to your shaila I gave you. You wanted to know if you were allowed to shech that animal that was jointly owned, Jew and non-Jew. I gave you an answer. I issued the ruling. But you want an explanation now. And what's the distinction between that and this? That's already giving another shear. And for that, excuse me, Urva Parach, the time to be a raven has flown away. It's time for the Yom Tov Suda. And this is a milsa shel ta'am. It's something that really needs to be explained. And therefore he says, I'm not able to give that answer. And I'm not obligated, perhaps, to give that answer right now, because I've already done one mitzvah, and it's time for the next. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.